Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And it's often what I have discovered, definitely, is that the people that I wanted in my life are not necessarily the people that I needed. And while that's a very difficult thing to accept, and it's very difficult to let go, and I still really struggle with it. I really struggle with letting go of people who were in my life. I also go, I know that it is for the best. Logically, I know that it's for the best. And the people who have come in this different space are incredibly safe. And I feel very, very safe with, and can ask for help and can readily give help. In just like a far more, I don't say easy, but sort of just, it feels much more natural. It feels much more authentic, I think, than how it did before.
Exactly. I think that is the core. Like when you feel that you are in a place where, you know, you are comfortable with being with people and showing who you really are, that's where the magic happens, right? And you can really give your best to yourself and to others.
Yeah, 100%. I want to ask, so when this email happened and then you were on this way to this publishing meeting, how did your life change quite a lot after that in terms of career?
So it's been a journey. Like one of the things that, of course, I struggled with was that there was none of this at the time. Nobody was talking about these things, and especially in the environment I was, the kind of high achieving environment. It was a highly male dominated world. A young woman, like there were a lot of problems and a lot of struggles that I was trying to find my way through. And so I started this healing journey. In the beginning, I remember, you know, the first step was reading Alan Watts, everything I could read about Alan Watts. And then it was finding my Buddhist mentor. So Buddhism has been like the first step. That, and I think what attracted me to Buddhism was that we were starting to understand how, how actually the biology was starting to say, you know, there's a lot of good, like scientific knowledge in this philosophy. And so for me, as someone who's always been obsessed with science from a young age, that was like something that I felt connected to. And that slowly took me through a long journey. And then I have to say, one of the key things for me was that sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. So for me, some of my biggest physical problems, like, you know, I struggled with IBS, like very, very serious IBS. I had rosacea, you know, I had a public image at the time. And you know, I couldn't even show myself anymore because of, like, so some of that, like, actually the bulk of it started after this.
Yeah.
Because it's when I started moving things in myself and really saying, okay, so I'm not going to go down that route anymore. I'm going to be really, I'm going to stick to this new way of seeing things and doing things. And when you start moving things around, things can start to get worse. So even though I was starting to feel better and understanding more things and healing emotionally and starting to understand, you know, where I should go, my body didn't react well in the beginning. So I think part of the struggle is also understanding that it has taken you so many years to get to that place. It will take time to untangle all of that. And sometimes it's like, you know, like there's a big chemical reaction going on. And so some things fall into place. Some other things are completely, go ahead. Right. So it's important to keep that perspective and knowing that things can get worse before they get better.
Absolutely. It's like it's sort of like playing in a game of emotional Tetris. I think that's sort of like gone into my mind of some things do slot into place and then something goes like and ruins the entire thing. And you're like, oh, and then you have to start just doing it again. But it is so true. It's funny when we start to do one thing and then the thing just gets thrown up. And often it is physical stuff, which is strange. You sort of don't expect it, but it is very common.
Yeah. And, but anyway, I went on, you know, and of course, I think that like one of the first things that started changing was how I showed up in relationships and the kind of relationships that I attracted. So that was one of the big sources of stress, of, that like really brought me a lot of anxiety. I was, I was in my early 30s at the time. So, you know, it was like, what do I do? I mean, I've been doing crazy things for the last 10 years. Maybe I need a little bit of, you know? So luckily that fell into place. That was one of the first things to fall into place. So even though at that point I was like, okay, like this is never going to fall into place. Let's try and feel better physically and emotionally. Mm-hmm. And so finally, that was actually the first thing that fell into place, and everything else took much longer. But then it was different because now I felt that sense of safety.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that changed everything. And I think it enabled a lot of the healing journey that came afterwards.
Yeah. I think it's another thing I've said before, but I often worry with this sort of instant information generation of TikTok and social media, where it goes like, do these five things and they will change your life. Do this, do this, blah, blah, blah. It needs to go in this order. It needs to be done like this. And the journey of healing and what you tackle first and what approaches and what falls into place first is a very individual process and there is no kind of rule book. There's nothing linear about it. And when your healing journey doesn't go in the same pattern as somebody else's, it doesn't mean it's not working. It just means that it's different. Sorry, Mickey, for all the listeners, Mickey is on my shoulders and wrapping his tail around my face. it is, and it's funny, like you said, you didn't expect that to be the thing that fell into place first, but it is. And brilliant, but it's sort of just allowing these things to happen as they do. And
I think what made a difference was that I had stopped approaching this from a place of scarcity and of it needing to fit certain criteria that I had in my mind, right? Yeah. Like actually stop overthinking it and start just living it.
Yeah.
And that's where everything, like really everything, started changing.
I love this list of criteria that you've mentioned, just because it's a very familiar thing. And I love the fact But that is something that we've created for ourselves. No one, no ulterior God has gone, you have, it's got to be this. It's like, oh no, I created that. I created that. And if I want to get rid of it, I can get rid of it. No one's telling me that I have to keep this thing, or this is how it needs to look. And I think when it becomes part of you, when it becomes part of how you see yourself or how you see your future and how you see this thing falling out ahead of you, the idea of it changing or, you know, altering it in some way is quite frightening. It's really, really frightening. But I think it's also really powerful and really exciting when you suddenly go, oh, it doesn't have to look that way. It can look however I want it to look.
Yes, or it can just look the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
We have a movie that's called Whatever Works, right? And so and it's all about these crazy relationships that end up working, but they make no sense. And so if we stop adding that layer of meaning that we want to attach to things and just start living them and approaching them with very down to earth, you know, and practical attitude of saying, well, how does this work in my life? Is it okay for me? Then it's okay. It doesn't have to fit anyone's criteria.
Yeah. It's such a relief when I think. I feel, and I've expressed it before, but I feel in the family I was born into, in the culture I was born into, as a woman, I felt very much like I was born as a lump of clay without identity, without any kind of specific facets of my personality. I was just this thing that was. And I feel like I was really jammed into a mold that wasn't right for me, but should have been, and had worked for so many people previously in my family, and worked for, you know, my cousins, my sisters. It didn't work for me. And I think that's why for so long I really didn't have a sense of self. I really didn't. I was so unbelievably codependent because I didn't feel like I existed, like I was enough, because I had absolutely no idea who I was. I'd just been this thing without feelings, without wants, without needs. And realizing who, what I want, what I need, what I love, what is important to me, what my values are, which don't necessarily correlate and are in line with where I've come from, is okay, because I know that's who I am, and it's not adhering to anybody else. But this long, long, long journey of desperately scratching, like, I think of it like all you bakers out there, when making like a pie crust, making pastry, and there's the excess pastry left over, and you just grab the bits of it and kind of ball it together to make something, make an extra layer, or make, I don't know, like a figurine or a pattern on the top. It was like, it was just parts. I was scrabbling for anything. And like, for so long, my identity, like my entire identity, was based on whether I had a fringe or not. It was madness. And being able to let go of that has been so, so powerful, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, biologically, this takes time, take many years, even in your 20s to just finish that sense of your identity. And then that's where you start really undoing some of the damage that you have been exposed to because of the culture that you grow up in, because of the family expectations and things like that. But, and even the expectations that you place upon yourself, because it doesn't feel safe for the nervous system. It's highly unsafe getting out of that, because we have this genetically embedded idea that if we're cast out of the group, we're gonna die. We're going to be, you know. And so it's a primal response. This need to belong. This need to feel accepted. And so when you have to like really shape a new identity and a new life for yourself, it's so unbelievably difficult to let go of everything that you have been up until that point. So it adds a layer of complexity to the healing journey. So you're already working on so many things, and then part of it has to really be strong enough to completely go on a path on your own and still feeling like, you know, you are safe and you are taking care of yourself.
It's completely uncharted territory and it's a bit like being dropped in the outback and having to reach somewhere and having no idea how to get there. It's really frightening because no one has laid this out for you. There is no map available. There is no kind of, guide. There's no survival guide. You're just having to make it up as you go along. And that's why we should have so much compassion for each other and so much, you know, forgiveness, because everyone's just doing their best so much at the time. It's just, they're just trying to get there. But reparenting yourself, rejigging your life, finding what it is about you, finding out who you are. It's really frightening when you've grown up in a certain way. Like being at an all girls boarding school.
I can't imagine that. But what I can say is that I think with all its complexities and all its limits, I think that we now have a real conversation going on about these topics, and we have the places online to learn and understand these things and to get community, get people who get it because they are similar, they're going through the same thing. This was like, we sort of give it for granted now because we've been in this situation for a few years now. But if you go back even just 10 years, none of this existed. So when like it was all left to the person, and it was incredibly difficult because you felt completely alone and isolated. And now with podcasts, Instagram, YouTube, communities online, like all of these opportunities are a huge help because people finally feel seen, feel understood, feel validated. And then as they go through the journey, they have the support. Of course, support groups existed. They've always existed. But this situation has exploded the opportunity for people to really access that support.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Absolutely, because while these things did exist, they weren't nearly as easily accessible at all. Very difficult to find and quite scary to probably venture into, whereas now you can do it from the safety of your own armchair and literally type a few words into Instagram and you will find a community of people who are like-minded. Whereas before it was very, very isolated, and you just felt like you were completely on your own. You couldn't It was so difficult to find anybody, to find
it. It wasn't even a thing, you know. It wasn't even like a thing, healing at the time, you know. So it's like, what am I doing here? Like, am I trying? What am I actually doing? That it didn't even have a name, you know. So now it's. I think with all its limits, because I'm not going to say that it's, you know, it's not perfect. It's far from perfect, and there's a lot of problems and misunderstandings and extremes that come with it, which we need to be aware of. But there's a lot of good in it.
Yeah, I agree. There is so much good to be found in it, and there is so much positivity. And it can apply to anybody and anybody's journey. It's not a secular community of people. You can find your own way through it. You can find your own people and not feel so incredibly isolated and feel so, so alone. Because Christ, like I think it's funny what you say about, you know, if you're going to get cast out of the group, you're going to die, because being sent to a boarding school very young and going, if you did something wrong, if you were on the outs, like you would die. It would felt like dying.
Oh, Lord.
Like it's, and you had no mother saber-toothed tiger there to take care of you. You were totally on your own.
How old were you when you went to boarding school?
I just turned 11. I think like a couple of weeks before, because my birthday's in August, so I just turned 11. I was dying, and it wasn't right for me as well. It's not to say some people really thrive and some people do very well from it. I did not. What I got out of boarding school was an eating disorder and a very flimsy sense of self. Like it wasn't right for me. And I harbor quite a lot of anger towards that. But I also have to go, I think that my mum, my dad, they did what they thought was best, even though it wasn't right. I have to forgive them, I think, for that. At this point in the podcast, I like to ask this really beautiful question, which I just love so much, that we sort of talked about you and the journey you've been on, but what are the parts of you specifically, or the inner workings of you, that you are particularly proud of and you really love?
You mean parts that I have been able to heal and to work on?
Or even just like the fact that you were able to heal, you know, or kindness or a work ethic or anything like that.
I think for me, we haven't gotten to that part, but I think one of the big things for me was how everything changed again when I became a mother. And I think I would say the thing that is extremely important for me is to keep sort of trying to understand what are the traumas and the wounds that I'm carrying from generations past.
Right. Yeah.
And how can I do my part of healing so that this doesn't get passed down, my kids and their kids. Yeah. So that is the most difficult part, but it's also, I think, the most important part of the work for me as a mother of four.
Yeah. Again, I'm just getting emotional. I don't know what's wrong with me today, but I feel very apprehensive about the thought of becoming a mother, because I am so scared that my child will pass on the things that I have had, the experiences, the pain, which I know how deadly it is. I'm so, so worried about that being infused. And so I think it's just so brilliant that you mention that it is a really big part of the journey, is to make sure that you are working on yourself for your children, for the generations that follow. I'm going to cry. What's going on?
I hope I don't have that effect on.
No, in like a brilliant way, in a really, really brilliant way. I love it. Anyone who makes me cry gets a golden tick on the podcast.
But I think you, to be honest with you, you don't get to a place where you feel, oh, yeah, I have done the work and I'm not going to pass anything down. You still feel that you are, you know, not doing things right. That comes with being a parent. It's like the second skin layer, yeah, of a parent is like, oh no, I'm not doing enough. I'm screwing my kids. That is just like, you're never gonna get off the hook. So I think I'm not one of those people who will say, oh, you know, you have to like this is something that that needs to happen for your life to be fulfilled. Absolutely not. Like, being a parent is a big hassle. It's a lot. Yeah. So do it if you are really motivated to do it.
Yeah.
And if you really want to, but with the knowledge that is just going to like really rip off the deepest parts of yourself, like really completely shatter what your sense of security that you have built up to that point is completely going to be destroyed, and then you have to rebuild it, which is an interesting process in and of itself. Mm-hmm. So
it's funny. Yeah, it's I think quite a lot about being born in the way that I was, in the place that I was. It was always an expectation. It was always a case of when, not if, with me. And it's only in quite recent years where I've gone, it is a choice. And if I don't want to go down that route, it's okay. if I don't want to, if I don't think it's right, that's okay. No one's gonna punish you. It's
all we right. Have such a big conditioning that this is part of we're meant to be and grow up as young women. It's like yeah, this is part of the healing, is realizing that is absolutely not true. And so if you decide to go down that path, it is a completely free choice.
Yeah. And it is individual. It's okay. It's not, then again, it's not a one size fits all, like you're born a woman. And, you
know, sometimes for a large part, like for sometimes it happens very, very late in your life. Like, for example, I became a mom at 37, and I'm very glad that it didn't happen earlier, because I was a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, okay. Mm, probably it didn't happen, and that's a good thing, right? So I'm very grateful that it didn't happen before then. Mm. And for other people, you know, maybe they just don't feel that it is not something that we should take lightly, because yeah, it really shakes the foundations of, yeah, a person.
100%. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think I haven't discussed some podcasts before, but I think it's a really important thing to bring up. Just to discuss. So this is the final section of the podcast where I ask, is there someone, something, somewhere, or one of all three, or whatever you like, but something that you want to say thank you for or express gratitude for?
Oh, wow. So much. Well, I mean, it may sound obvious, but I think my family is it's been such a huge challenge to get where I am, that I don't give anything for granted, and so I'm thankful for them, and I'm incredibly thankful for the people that I've met in my journey. You know, I mentioned Jerry, I mentioned Josh, my Buddhist mentor and teacher, but really, I think for me it's been like having the opportunity to learn and to, you know, and just to be exposed to some incredible mentors and teachers, as well as the science of so many people who are learning and studying these things. And maybe they, you know, they live in the darkness because they never become famous, or they never get recognition for the work that they're doing, but they're really helping humanity go a step forward, right? And so for me, I'm incredibly grateful for you know, the work they do and how they put together all these little pieces that help us go to the next level of understanding. And this allows our collective healing, it allows our collective understanding of things that, you know, we know and we can now implement in our lives, we can have a better understanding of. So I think that's a thing that I'm extremely grateful for.
I love that. This is like secret pioneers who we don't really know about. I think that's so wonderful. So that's really wonderful. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I don't know how I need to de-dress from this. I feel very emotional. I feel very moved. I feel very grateful. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. It's
truly,
oh my gosh, of course. Like, it's, this is just outstanding.
One of the things I noticed in the last couple of months is so many creatives that started, you know, that entered our community, that started following us. And I was really happy when you reached out, because it's so important for me to be able to connect in some ways with people who are coming, you know, from this world, because they bring so much, such a deep wound and a deep sense of, you know, being, not being enough, that it's sort of embedded in the culture of this world, of this, area. But because they come from, an increased level of sensitivity, an increased level of creativity, they are the people who are helping our healing journey so much, because they bring that gift to the world of sensitivity, of creativity, sensitivity, and of just helping us navigate the world. And so we've talked about scientists, but for me, creatives are also a big component of this journey. And so if there's a way for me to reach these people and help them and give them the support, that is that really inspires me, and it's something that I want to do.
Go on again, listeners. This one's really nailed me. That's so beautiful. And I think it's really wonderful to acknowledge the hand-in-hand nature that these things can have, that there is not a separation between church and state of, you know, science and spirituality or creativeness, or, you know, left and right brain, and one is these, like, there are these things can very easily work together, and it's really powerful. It's really, really wonderful.
So thank you for allowing me to reach
I love it
space.
I think my listeners really will really appreciate this. It's been just glorious. Thank you so much.
Join me next week with my guest, comedian Sarah Keyworth. If you or anyone you know is struggling or needs help with the issues discussed on Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends, please visit the podcast bio where you will find contact numbers with people readily available to give support. Once again, please get in touch with your stories at either contact@whydoyouthink.com or on Instagram at Emily_Lane_UK. To have your story or thank you letter read on the podcast, please put survivor story or thank you letter either at the top or in the subject line. We really want to hear from you. We don't care if it's a catastrophe story or a small win from your week, your favorite place, person, or thing. We are here for all of it. Don't forget to rate and subscribe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.